CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Selena Zito, who writes the Middle of Somewhere column for the Washington Examiner and also writes for the New York Post, takes us to Charlottesville, Pennsylvania. This is a little town, but inside that little town, once upon a time, were smaller towns still, Fairfield, Sleepy Hollow, and Beaver Creek. Little towns inside little towns. Selena, this is a sentimental story. At the same time, I regret I never saw the exhibit called Roadside America. What was it? Who created it?
Roadside America was this incredible creation of two brothers. Began in 1906. Paul and Larry were standing on Mount Penn in Berks County, Pennsylvania, overlooking the town of Reading, which is a medium-sized city. And they looked down and thought that it looked just like a miniature toy village. And gee, wouldn't it be great to recreate that? And it's a thought that many boys and girls have when they sort of see that vision. Except Larry and Paul decided to do just that. The family was definitely on the poor side, so they sold popcorn, homemade popcorn, and homemade ice cream at the baseball field near their home to buy the supplies. And they started building tiny little two-scale buildings to create this sense of a small town. The first thing they built was a farm, and their sort of adventure wasn't just, oh, let's make something cute. They became really interested in the history and depicting the history of America through these small towns. So these little boys worked with the local librarian to create this village. And every year it grew bigger and bigger. You know, local people heard about what the boys were doing, and so they donated old furniture, and the boys would use the wood to make their scenes. And within a few years, it went from this idea to 8,000 square feet placed in an old dance hall along Route 22 in Berks County. And it became Roadside America. Brother Paul left after a while. I think he was like 19 or 20 and went into the priesthood, ended up becoming a Monsignor. But Larry and his wife continued on with the adventure and created this iconic display that was not just an exhibition, but it was also educational, and it was interactive, which was really interesting for 1953, which was the year that they finally opened, because you could press buttons and make the train work, or make the town light up, or make the little kids swing that were on swings go back and forth on the swing. It was an incredible experience.
You walked into this building, and you were then guided around the table, because it's a vast, you have a photograph in your story. It's a vast area. How could the children, you would see it from a distance? Were there trains running in it?
There were trains running in it. There was water, there was mountains, there were lakes, there were creeks. You walked in and you went, you know, counterclockwise. You went right and you went around the entire display, and right. It took probably at least an hour to make it around. Remember, this is 8,000 square feet of towns,
right?
And things were moving, and you were, no one guided you, although there were people there that worked there. But it was something for you to use your imagination with. And there were buttons you could press to move things, with little signs that told you, you know, if you press this, this will happen. So it let the child and the adult be involved with the towns.
Where did it go, Selena?
I went to auction. It's gone. I didn't know. Somehow I missed the story that they closed. They relied on bus tours and Girl Scout groups and Boy Scout groups and field trips to keep their business going. And they were essentially closed almost all of 2020. And it cost money to run an operation such as that. And in November of last year, they announced that they were closing after 85 years of existence. And the good thing is that while no one bought the property to continue Roadside America, they did hold an auction to sell off pieces of it. And over 400 people bought, clamored, to be honest. I looked at the auction, clamored to buy sections of it. So it still lives on in people's homes, and or there's libraries and historical associations who bought, different sections of the display. So it does live on. It just does not live on in the way that we fondly remember and experienced it.
And is there memorabilia? Is there a video? Are there things online? Do you know, Selena, did they make a way of, did they record it before they pulled it apart?
Yes, there's plenty of video on YouTube if you just put Roadside America in the search drive, and it shows plenty of video, and it's certainly worth taking a few moments to take a look at it. It's a piece of Americana. Look, from the 1920s on, the Great American Road Trip is what Americans aspired for. They wanted to get out there and see the country, and small businesses like Roadside America attracted a weary family who was looking to get out of the car and stretch their legs, but also be entertained. When you pulled up to Roadside America, there were picnic benches. There used to be a petting zoo, and you could also ride a pony. And there also used to be a little train on tracks that you could ride, sort of like what you see at Christmas time in department stores. It was meant to entertain a family, but it was also, uniquely meant to educate a family. It depicted our country for over 200 years. So, in terms of the scenery and the modeling that they used, and it was a real chance to see a true American folk artist, wears it right in front of your face.
Selena Zito. She writes the Middle of Somewhere column for the Washington Examiner. She also writes for the New York Post. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.